Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to each of you, our listening audience, for joining us on this evening. We are sending out prayers to those who are being impacted by this snowstorm. I know that we have been hit significantly in West Virginia. I know much of my family and friends in the Virginia area have been hit as well. So we are praying for each of you that your power is on, amen, that you're warm and you're cozy and that you're using good sense to not go out in this weather unless you absolutely have to. And prayerfully, there is no need, that we can all stay inside, be comfortable, and just spend time with our families and loved ones on this cold winter day. Our topic this evening is, this too has purpose. This too has purpose. In the episode info at Jeremiah 29:11, we hear that scripture a lot. I know that I do. And it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." That's from the New International Version. And on yesterday, before our basketball game, our men's game, the Holy Spirit had led me to this scripture, and I shared it with our young men before we got started, not knowing what the outcome of the game would be, but with anticipation that this would be a win. Unfortunately, the outcome was not what we had expected. I sat on the sidelines and I tried to watch from a unbiased perspective, but I watched as individuals who had other agendas. It was more than the game, but individuals who had other agenda, who had made up in their mind that no matter what our guys did, that they would not get credit, they would not get the call. They had to fight for everything. And so today, as I sat here and watched the snow and reflected and slept a lot, yes, Lord, thank you for rest, began to have a dialogue with God, with Holy Spirit, about what we encountered, about how the heads and the shoulders of our team had dropped a little bit, how there was some discouragement present after this loss. And the Holy Spirit said to me, "Valerie, this too has purpose." And so we're going to talk about that a little bit this evening. I'm grateful to God for those who have called in. If at any time you have a question or a comment, I want you to please press 1. I'd love to have dialogue. Many people had their houses of worship closed on today, but we're always here each Sunday evening at 8 p.m. teaching with a relevant teaching from the Lord to empower and encourage God's people. So if you're feeling so led, please share this with your friends and family on Facebook, those who are in your contacts. Let them know that we are live here on Blog Talk Radio with a message from the Lord. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come before you with a grateful and thankful heart. We come before you acknowledging the Holy Governor as our chief teacher. Holy Governor, that you would speak to us, you would speak through us, that you would establish in us the fact that there is purpose. There is purpose. Father, we thank you for it right now. We give you glory, we give you honor and praise, and we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good They are plans for good. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And I read that scripture and I think about just what we encountered on yesterday. I recognize that for all of us, it takes a certain level of determination to stay the course, to receive what it is that God has planned for us. We hear the scripture and we think in our minds about what our expected end may be, about what the outcome is going to hold for us. And often it is based off of what we know and what we desire, not always according to God's plan for our lives. But again, we have to exercise determination. We have to have tenacity. We have to be resilient. We have to be these things and more in order to stay on track and get what it is that God has for us. We can look at scriptures and we can think about and think about the times that people may have labeled us as a certain thing, not having any expectation for what we would do or how we would turn out. Some of us may have been thought to be the least likely to whatever. But it's not true. We all have purpose that seemed like they were destined to fail, or just to live a mediocre life. Rahab, she was a prostitute who lived in Jericho. And when the Israelites sent spies into the city, two of those spies, if you remember, Joshua and Caleb, found refuge in Rahab's home while hiding from the soldiers who were seeking them out. Rahab saved their lives. And they promised her that she and her family would be safe when the Israelites attacked the city. And that's found in Joshua 2. I can look at Rahab. Rahab not only saved Joshua and Caleb, she also gave birth to a son named Boaz, who would continue the line, the lineage that would eventually lead to Jesus. Rahab, according to society, would not be considered for anything. She was a prostitute. She was a sinner. But God had a plan for her life. We look at Jeremiah 29:11. God said he has a plan for us. He has a plan for us. And it's a plan to do us good. Listeners, he has a plan for you. It doesn't matter what's in your past. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with in this current moment. It doesn't matter whether you think you're good enough or not. There's something great on the inside of you that God is doing. Recognize these truths. You have purpose. You have purpose. The situation, the game that we faced on yesterday, it had purpose. Our guys played hard. Our coaches gave them everything that they had. They were strategic in the plays. They were strategic in the players that they would send in and out of the game. But no matter how hard they tried, the win, it didn't happen. When we fail or when we experience a loss, we have to understand that it has purpose as well. And you say, well, Val, what purpose? What purpose could this have possibly had for these young men and this coach? Who going into the game on yesterday were 10-2, now 10-3, and the losses that they have been conference losses. And it's not that these players were exceptionally well, but they were really dealing with the adversary. And so for us, when we're going through life, and as much as we know that we have purpose, we're faced with situations that make us feel like, I just took a hit. I just took a loss. I just failed. That didn't feel good. Instead of going forward, I felt like I just went backward. And for those who are in our Seeking Truth, we talked about this a little bit this past Wednesday, about understanding God's timing and moving forward. And so when we take a hit, per se, when we run into an obstacle or a challenge that doesn't promote an opportunity for growth, we have to be careful to not get distracted in that moment, but to seek the Holy Spirit to understand, what am I supposed to learn from this? God has equipped us. All have our own talents. We all have our own giftings. We all have our own abilities to do what it is that God has called us to do. Because we have a divine destiny in Him. Our purpose is significant. No matter how often we may encounter a loss, it does not change the magnitude of our purpose. It does not change the magnitude of the significance that we have in God. For those who are on the phone lines right now, for each of you, we're similar, yet we're different. We're similar, yet we all have a very unique purpose in God's kingdom. We're similar. But what God has given us, what He's purposed us to do, what He's purposed for us to exercise to bring Him glory is different. Now, I know that what we experienced on yesterday, that loss injured some of my players. They may have heard me say, you have purpose. God has an expected end. He's going to fulfill it. It's going to do you good. It's not going to do you harm. But what they felt was disappointment. They felt was tough, a challenge. And like the players, sometimes we encounter those same things, that we seem to be going along with momentum. Things are going well. And then something happens that causes us to get distracted. Something happens that causes us to lose sight that there is an expected end. Something happens that makes us question, God, am I doing what you've called me to do? God, am I on track? But the Holy Spirit wants you all to know that even in those challenging moments, this too has purpose. How would it be? I mean, I can only imagine how it would be if I never had to struggle, that whatever I wanted, whatever I needed, it just showed up all the time. All I have to do was say, oh, I want that, and it shows up. Not that I need it. Oh, I want that, and it's there. Oh, I want to go there, and the tickets show up, I want to go to Dubai. I want to go to China. I want to go back to Africa. I want to go to Brazil. Hey, let's take a cruise to Aruba. I just want to say, yeah, I want that. And it shows up. I don't know about you, but that doesn't happen for me. It doesn't happen for me. Much because things that I desire really don't they have a time and a place. But just for me to go about doing whatever I want to do because I have a whim to do so, it's not really a part of what God wants for me in this season. For those individuals who have it like that, when they face a dilemma, when they face a no, they lose it. Now I'm saying whether they are in Christ or not, when they don't get what they want, they lose it. Yeah, I know, Holy Spirit. Yeah, sometimes we lose it too. When we don't get what we want, we may not throw the temper tantrum like we did as a child, but we might roll our eyes. We might pout a little bit. We might act out sometimes because we don't understand why we were denied something that we desired. But God said, thing that I recognize is that as we are becoming, we are constantly growing in the wisdom of God, growing in the grace of God, growing in the knowledge of who God is and what it is he desires from us, that the process that we go through is not always pleasurable. It's not. How many of us on the line now can look at situations that we're confronting in this very moment and things don't seem to be going just right? Have you been able to recognize that this too has purpose, that this too will work for your good? The Word of God says that all things work for the good to those who love God, for those who are called. It'll work for our good when we're able to recognize that as much as we're moving forward, we're attempting to move forward and fulfill our purpose, that we're going to run into some obstacles. We're going to have some challenges, and we're not to see these, but really begin to seek the Holy Spirit to say, show me why this needed to be this way. Help me to understand why this had to happen. I don't know the whole of why. I know what was revealed to me, even in that loss. Even in that loss, before our young men went off to break, before they went off to go and spend time with their family, for what's coming ahead of them, their mindsets had to be in a place where they're going to stay conditioned. That they're going to be thinking about the strategies and using their gifts in order to be successful. He said, if you've not been in a place, if you've not always been a winner and you start winning, sometimes your mind gets a little bit messed up. Sometimes you get a little big-headed when things are coming easy. You lose focus of the fact that you still need God to help you, that the things that you're doing are to glorify him. They have nothing to do with you. And so sometimes, even in that challenge, is to keep us before him, to keep us ever mindful of that which he desires for us. And somebody might say, well, great day. I feel like, well, they God humbling me all the time because it seems like I'm never winning. I'm always losing. But my brothers and sisters, you're not. For every trial that we face and we overcome, we've learned and we've grown. Whenever we're able to recognize that even in the challenges and even in the denials that God was in it, we've grown. And today he's been working on his book. And I said to him, honey, I'll help you. And he says, no, I've got to do this. And so I said, okay. And I went and laid down and took another nap. And while I laid there, Holy Spirit said, yeah, he has to do this. Yeah. Because he's going through the process of understanding that this is a work that needs to be cultivated in him. And those moments had purpose. Prophet. That each day we wake up, it's a win. And it's about growth and opportunities. And you're absolutely right. It is about growth and opportunities. And each day we wake up is a win. But how often are there people who wake up each day and forget that that day is a win? How often do they wake up and they're so consumed about what went wrong that they don't understand that they have an opportunity to grow and grow closer to what it is that they've been destined for? Life is purposeful. Whether we're succeeding or whether we're being challenged or being denied, life in every facet of it is purposeful. But we have to be in the mindset that we're able to recognize and embrace all of what God wants to do and is doing in our lives. Breaks my heart sometimes. And I have to remove myself personally from it and put on my character coach cap when I see our students fight for a win and then lose. It sometimes breaks my heart. But I have to then embrace the role that God has given me in their lives to empower and strengthen them and to let them know that there is opportunity for growth even in this moment. So pose a question to you all who are listening at this present moment. The situation that you're facing in your life right now, have you been able to recognize that even in this, there's an opportunity for growth? Even in this, God is still cultivating you and nurturing you for that divine call, that divine assignment that he's called you to. Are you able to recognize it? Oh, yeah, Holy Spirit, I know. There's some things that we understand as kingdom citizens, and I don't have the time to go into that right now. But when our mindset is shifted towards the understanding of the kingdom and what God wants to do for us and through us, that we begin to embrace challenges and denials a little differently. But when we don't really understand what God wants and how he wants to work for us and through us, we're easily distracted by a no. We're easily distracted by a loss. Encourage you all and empower you all this evening to look at things differently. To look at things differently. I know I set this for 45 minutes, but probably I'm going to wrap it up. But I want, for those who are on the phone line, if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1. I'd love for you to chime in if you have a question or a comment. For those who are on the line, please press 1. And I can bring you live. Hun, did you have anything you wanted to add? Hold on to the word of God. To know that God has a plan for you. A plan to prosper you and not to harm you. A plan to give you hope and a future. And even with that, knowing that we have purpose, that God has equipped us to fulfill our purpose, that our purpose is significant, that God has a purpose, that his purpose is good for us, and his purpose for our lives is eternal. Knowing all of those things, I want you to hold on. Yes, challenges are going to come. But we have to be able to rise up from the challenges, the failures, the denials, and keep moving. Keep moving forward. We have to move forward with determination so that we will get to that place of an expected end, that we are mindful, bracing the destiny that's awaiting us, that we're not alone, that even in times of trouble, God is there. He is there. He is there for us. He's there to guide us in truth. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. That his plans for our lives haven't changed just because we face denial. That his plans for us has not changed because there was a loss. He has a plan for us. It's a plan to prosper us and not to do us harm. It's a plan to aid us to get to our expected end in him. Amen. I hope this has encouraged your heart because it has mine. Whew. I pray that it has. We want to encourage you and ask if you have prayer requests that you would email those to us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook or the other intercessors. Instead of praying at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, we'll pray at 8 a.m. as most of our intercessors will be off on tomorrow due to this weather. So we can lay down a little longer and get up at 8. And I believe that there will be a word from the Lord. There'll be a time of teaching and prayer tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m. So please send in your prayer request if you have them, and we will gladly intercede on your behalf. As always, we thank you so much for joining the Empowerment Place. We want you daily that as you're growing and being empowered by the Word of God, by embracing your position as a kingdom ambassador, that as you're being empowered, you're taking the responsibility to empower others, as we are the key to our own empowerment. We say God bless you to each of you. Thank you again for joining us. Please be safe. Please be safe. God loves you, and we love you too. Until next week, be empowered.